Reid called the GOP a, quote, hollowed-out shell of its former self and ripe for Trump's takeover during a spirited half-hour conference call with reporters yesterday.
By nominating Trump, I guess it's a natural evolution for a party that spent 8 years defining itself entirely on what it's against. Anti-immigrant, anti-woman, I repeat, anti-Obama, anti-working people.
Reid's attack comes amid a two-month battle to get GOP senators to hold confirmation hearings for Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. Nevada's senior senator, who will be retiring at the end of his term this year, says he does not believe his Republican colleagues, especially those facing re-election, will be able to sustain their blockade. He also expressed disbelief that Nevada's Governor Brian Sandoval, a moderate, issued a statement in support of Trump this week after John Kasich ended his presidential bid.
Is endorsing Trump going to help him or any of the candidates up this time, the Republicans? The obvious answer is no. Not only no, but hell no.
According to Reid, Sandoval could have simply selected the none-of-the-above option unique to Nevada's presidential ballot. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.